Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce my team for you. We are from Project Brunel Polytechnic Elektronika Negeri Surabaya. And this is my friend. This is Siti Zulia Rahmawati as designer in my team. And then Adis Pradana as programmer in my team. And then it's me, my name is Pinky, I'm presenter in here. In here, I would like to show you about our application. The name of our application is GetAShell. Okay, next slide. What is GetAShell? GetAShell is an educational game that combines between mathematics and puzzle. The idea from this game starts from the children not interested about mathematics. They think mathematics is very difficult, but we want to change their mind about that. We want the children can like and feel so fun when they learn mathematics. Okay, next. And then from our survey in Google Trend, there are many people interested with educational games. And how about puzzle game? The puzzle game is also make people interested enough. So about game puzzle trend, and then so we think if the combination about puzzle and education game is may increase our player game in GetAShell, because the trend is not only in Indonesia, the trend also globally. That was is little background from GetAShell. And how about GetAShell itself? In here, I want to tell you some features in GetAShell. Number one is level. In GetAShell, there are 3 main level, and in each level have a 15 sub level. So there are 45 level in here that's ready to use. And then is mechanic. There is a puzzle. Puzzle in this game described by the library. And then player control. When we say the player control, it's not about the game character, because in here we not move the game character or snap. We must move the library. You only tap and hold the right or left your display smartphone, so the library can turn around and the cell can roll in the library. And then it's mathematics. Mathematics in here is about how to find the right operation. As there are 3 cells with number 3, 2, and 1. So if you want to win this game, you must get the shell number 2, 1, and 3. Because 2 at 1 is equals 3. Understand? Okay. Next. Next feature is point. In get the shell, you can get the point. The maximum point is 3 points, and the point used to open or unlock the new snail in the zoo. Like this. Okay. Next. Game character. In here, we have prepared for game character. Number one is Rui. Rui will teach you about addition operation, and then it's very Barry will teach you about subtraction operation, and that is Appa. Appa will teach you about multiplication operation, and the last is Gram. Gram will teach you about division operation. Next feature is login user. If you want to play GetAShell, you must login now, because if you don't have an account for login, you must set up first. So you have checked your internet connection for play this game. Okay. And then the last feature is leaderboard. In here, leaderboard used to view user ranking. There is a score, username, and then rank. in leaderboard, you can compete with your friend on another people to get high score. And for your information, we develop GDSL with Microsoft Azure. We use Microsoft Azure for service and service in GDSL. This is Microsoft Azure, and then when we use Azure, we use Azure from server connection and then for database to save our data information user. It's so simple, okay? And then when we use Microsoft Azure, we can share score with another people in the world and then compete with each other. Okay? How about user opinion about GDSL? From our survey that we did 2 months ago, there are around 300 people say about GDSL. GDSL is playable, interest, educated, and fun. We are surveying for the children, teenager, and mathematics teacher. And this is video from GDSL. Let's watch the video. From GDSL.
Questions? So you guys only use the cloud this for the report?
Yes. Yes. Because this same is with the feature. And I guess the only making sense with the feature developers.
Okay, because I think that's missing lots of functions. I mean, for example, if I play this game that went hype like a few years ago, like playing words with your friends, something like that. You can turn this into something multiplayer. Even though it doesn't need to be synchronous with the player because that's hard, but it's something that you can randomly match with other players, and then you guys compete to get the fastest and as well as possible. And there can be something like a ghost shell. The player, okay, how fast you are. All these things are simple additions, but they can really utilize more about the Azure Cloud than what you're using right now. Because right now it's actually only a glorified single table, and that's it. You guys can still use way more than what the platform that I can find.
We already think about that, and we also think about the game player. When we use a two-player online and two-player one-on-one for the first one, yes, the screen of the phone or the tablet will be smaller. And we think that the number or the number is will be too small, and it will affect the will of the play of the user. If the number is too small, of course they will lazy to think or even calculate the estimate. So we only use on one screen and take them maybe together.
Yes, I understand, and that's my concern. So that's why I mentioned about the ghost shells. Like, if you ever play this racing game where your computer becomes a ghost car and then you can see it going through the corners next to you. So you don't need to necessarily have two screens, but have the other player's shell as something semi-transparent rolling around. There's lots of UX you can explore here, but the idea is, there's still so much potential that is not realized by how we're using it right now.
Who's your favorite editor and how you defend them? Yeah, who's your better in this math puzzle game in the media?
The difference of the score will be C clearly was.
Who's your competitor? And then who's how are you different?
Like are the competitors? Yeah. Other
any yes. Other puzzle game that is like this in all media?
This game is different because it has an architect design of course, and then it's heavily connected to the cloud. So the user can see where the world is easy, it is an easy thing to see. And we try to optimize the simplest one so the children like to play and not confused to play.
How do you know about monetizing this application on the spend the
we have really think about that, and we will monetize this game. We can also use, you can see that in the video, there is for us, for score, level score, stream, and then item that all of us will be only bought by using the real money, and then the user will have the will to buy it to gain more expertise to gain reach the high score. And besides that, you can also go to ends when the game is connecting or maybe already the level, and when the user reaches a high score, the user will get the certain prizes from the user.
What is the deployment platform you guys targeting for this game?
We are targeting desktop and the user.
Desktop and
Windows.
There's no web platform, mobile platform for that.
We are still focusing on one platform.
You guys are prepping next time.
Yes.
But I guess you play rotating, right? How are we going to rotate on this one?
There is only, you can use the default. I already set it. your left or right. So if you toss to your left, you can toss the keyboard left.
You plan to put this application into the marketplace. You think, is it a universal Windows app or that's a basic Linux software?
We still optimize this as much as before, and after we optimize it, we have a plan to make it available in the marketplace. So maybe you wanna try this game, you can use this.
If other judges still have questions, still, no, it's okay.
Okay.
If other judges have questions,
How many downloads? How many users? How many users? How many downloads? Users in the game?
Well, until now, there are about 200 or
200.
Yeah.
How long did it take you guys to build the application?
Well, we built this about 2 months. The base of the gameplay, we built this about 2 months, and then the base will be created. Only 2 weeks, I guess.
Plant demand.
You can get an off.
Yeah, it's an empty one, right? The item might not exist or is no longer available.
Well, accessory is a very easy as possible.
I think my suggestion would be so right now it's only a simple map, right?
Yes.
Imagine if you have like an item, then you can change the equation. So let's say 1 plus 2 is 3, now you can change actually 3 minus 2 is 1.
Yes.
If you can make more randomized, I think that's more fun. That's my idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim, for your presentation. Good luck.